Let's go to Proverbs, the 30th chapter today, in verses 18 and 19, for our thought for the day. And our thought for the day will be the wisdom of God, the good serpent wisdom. Now, a lot of people don't know that God's got good serpent wisdom, but he does. Remember, before Lucifer fell, he had this class of wisdom. Remember that Aaron's rod and Moses' rod was turned into a serpent, a good serpent. And remember, that serpent swallowed up the evil serpents of the Egyptians. And so let's read here today. It says, there are three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of a sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Now let us just notice the good serpent wisdom. Who is the rock? The Bible said the rock is Christ. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:4 that Israel drank of that rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. And then the Word of God tells us that Christ was the Word, the divine side that was in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32nd chapter that the rock was a God of truth. And so this rock here is the wisdom of God upon the rock, upon Christ, the wisdom that is in Christ Jesus. Now, when a serpent moves upon a rock, the serpent has no feet. He goes in an humble way, crawling upon his belly, and he leaves no trace, no mark upon the rock, so that as he crawls on the rock, no one would be able to follow him and know the exact path that he took. And that's the way it is with all of our hearts and minds as Christians. When we come to the Word of God and we let the humility wisdom of Jesus Christ work within us and crawl through the rock of the Word of God, there's no way we can ever show anyone or tell anyone our path. It's secret. This is what the mystery is here in this verse, the secret wisdom that moves within our hearts and minds to open our understanding and let us see the rock, the truth, the light, Christ Jesus. The Word says in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, doth not wisdom cry? Well, we have this humility, wisdom of Jesus Christ in our soul that's like a serpent, a good serpent that will crawl upon the rock of truth in the Word of God. No one can see that. No one can understand that. That wisdom will cry. That wisdom will cry out for a new union with the rock. That wisdom will cry out for a new cleft, as it were, of the rock, Christ Jesus, to crawl into and to hide and to have a new experience in him. The Word said, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. This is a picture of someone coming into the house of God, coming up to Jerusalem, entering through the gates, and going on up to the doors of the temple and entering in to praise God. Does not wisdom cry when it's in our hearts? Is this not the way that we should come to the house of God, with wisdom crying out as we come through the gates with praise and thanksgiving, as we come through the doors of God's house, crying for a new relationship with Jesus Christ, crying for a new opening, a new cleft in the rock to crawl into and hide, as it were, and have a new union in our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus. It's a secret way. No one can tell. Oh, yes, we can come out and say, we had a beautiful time in the house of God today. Oh, it was marvelous. It was wonderful. But we're unable to show anybody the way that we crawled upon the rock, Christ Jesus, through that service and the new union that our hearts and souls had with him. It's the secretiveness of it that is a mystery. It's the secretiveness of it, the mystery of it, that the wise man said is too high, too wonderful, too marvelous, beyond discernment of mortal man. Yes, it is beyond our natural understanding. understanding. Because Paul said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so, beloved, only the Spirit of God, only the Spirit of wisdom in our minds can crawl over the truth of God's Word and bring us into a new relationship with Him by letting us touch maybe some of the clefts that the crown of thorns touched upon His brow, that we might experience a new relationship of that humble mind and the surrender of that humble mind. Or, beloved, that we might crawl into the clefts of His hands as He hung, as it were, upon Calvary's cross, that we might experience the class of hands that He had, that He could lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, and to have that tremendous union with the will of God and with His heavenly Father, that He could cry out, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. There was no wrath in His hands when He hung upon Calvary's cross. There was no anger there. There was no maliciousness there. They were innocent hands, clean hands, streaming with the pure, spotless, undefiled blood of the Lamb that can cleanse us and sanctify us. Yes, I want that wisdom of the serpent on the rock that will help me crawl over the truth in God's Word and then crawl into the clefts of that crucified Christ, that I might have an experience with Him in His humility, in His obedience, in His surrender, in His lowliness of mind, in His meekness of heart. And yes, I'd like to crawl in there where the heart bursts, and I would like to crawl through where this sword pierced and opened His heart, and out came blood and water. Yes, this is not a natural thing. This is a spiritual thing, and is spiritually discerned, spiritually experienced. And we can do it through the Spirit of wisdom. But wisdom crawls like a serpent. It's humble wisdom. We can't find it walking over and strolling about, as it were, over the Word of God, picking out what we would like to believe, picking out what would suit us. We must crawl in humility and wait for Him to open whichever cleft of truth in the rock that He would have us to crawl into. Let this be engraved upon your heart. May this thought be in your heart for the day. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the humility truth of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that You would give us a spirit of humility, that we might crawl, even like a good serpent, over the Word of God, that we might find the truth of Thy surrender and Thy humility that is hidden there. Bless these thoughts for the day, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.